Okay. Yesterday we discussed the Tosfos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Let me just review it and expound on it a little bit. We have a Mishnah, Hagonev Min Haganev, and Hagonu Achaganev Meshal Teshlom Ekev. What about Kered? Gone Meraganev. If you didn't care for, maybe it didn't care too. So. We'll see as we go on later in the Perek. The Shani, Rashi. Seven hours on in the middle, this shiny ain't a mashalim ella Karen. My masham cave for kind of gun of Risha. Okay, where are we? It says the shiny ain't a mashalim ella Karen, the gun of Risha, the soof gunav me base for ish. Doesn't pay cable, pays Karen. Who does he pay Karen to? Beneficial. We'll see when we get into it. Okay. As Guna mi basish. Gemara tells us something very interesting here. Gonif Kodshim. Is Guna mi basish. What is the overlap, a connection between the two? You're going to be basic. We'll see. So Tosfos is of the opinion. There's no Teres HaKotzim going to be basic. It's from Reyeh. Okay. Rambam says no. Difference between going to be basic and Reyeh. Going to be basic telling you about Karbonis. Reyehu is talking about Perek HaBayis. What does one have to do with the other? Thank you very much. Reb Chaim explained. Perek HaBayis is Momen Hektish B'Kinyonah. Momen Hektish. And if you would steal it, who would you pay the kefil to? Pay it to Hektish. So what does the pasuk say? Yishalim shnayim le'reihu. You don't pay kefil to Hektish, because you only pay kefil le'reihu. But a carbon, Reb Chaim came up with a massive chiddush in the Rambam. Not yishalim shnayim le'reihu. Because it belongs to the owner. Yeah. And he brought a riot to that, the Gemara of Ayin Vav. Gemara is trying to explain. Why is it that if I steal something, after Yerushim Makdish it, from Makdish it to Perek HaBayis, I pay dollar for hay. Mali mochel lehed, yut mali mochel lehedish. But if I steal a carbon, I don't pay dollar. I makdish a carbon, I don't pay dollar. Why not? Or since make carbon to do the harsh to do. So what does that mean? The time says, see, it still belongs to Reuben. My grandfather jumped up and said, no, that's the way it works. Because take a look in Tosfos, Daf Ayin Vav. There are two types of bailus. There's bailus mammon, bailus mitzvah. I'm a bailim on a korban. That korban, my korban, chayiv and smicha on it. I'm chayiv to nesachim for it. I'm the bala korban. Tosfos explains, what does it mean make korbatur v'hashtatur? In Berak HaBayis, the moment I'm makdish to Berak HaBayis, I have no connection with it. Nothing. It's gone. No connection to it. But a korban, even though the bailus moment Tosfos says it's gone, but the bailus mitzvah stays, it's my korban. This is not a total disconnect. Tficho mechive is a... If only is after Mechiv, it's a total disconnect from the owner. I took the Gneva and I've removed it from him entirely, and that's what I've made all of it. So as long as I'm a Bailim in some way, even though it's not Bailis Mom, it's Bailis Mitzvah, so there's no Dalvay. So Tosfos. So my grandfather says, what do you see from Tosfos? Tosfos I involve is Beshit of Tosfos Samach Gimel. That if I steal a korban, who would I pay kefil to? Hektish. Hektish owns a korban. So therefore, Hektish also comes, korban also comes like Sham Shnaim Arei. The Rambam disagrees. Yes, why? Because the Gemara and Tamur, the Flamed Beis Amar Aleph. Hektish Shilai. Which is again a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam says like this: if I'm machdish a behema to Berak HaBayis, and then I want to be machdish as a carbon, that doesn't work. It doesn't belong to me. So therefore, I can't be Makdish something that doesn't belong to me. But I can be Makdish a korban to Berak HaBayis. It's called Hektish Shilui. And when I'm poda it, how am I poda for the full value of the behema? So you see right there in the Rambam. So apparently, the Ola, the Shlomim, the Chatzos, the Yoshim, the Todah, the Pesach, whatever it is, belongs to me. Otherwise, it can be Makdish. If you take a look there, in Tosfos, no, Rashi and Tosfos, no. What do you polder? A whole other right. I have an Ola, and a Makdish at the Berak HaBayis. I'm poled it. What ownership rights do I have in this carbon ola? One. I can decide what carbon, which Kohen is going to be a mark of it, and he will get the halacha is that what happens to the hides of the animal goes to the Kohen Hamakrif. So if I decide I have, listen, what am I going to do? I get a friend of mine. Is it Cohen? So I'll bring the carbon when he's there in the base of Mekdish. I'll insist he be the Makriv, and he's going to get the or. No. That's the one right I have in this carbon. And that's a slight financial value to me, either because I'll give it to a friend or I know someone who'll do me back a favor if I do him this favor. Okay. So when you poda the value of this right. You're not poda the entire animal. The entire animal it doesn't belong to Berak HaBayis. By being makdish my ola to Berak HaBayis, I give up the right to determine who's makriv it and who gets the hide. That's it. But the goof animal belonged to Hektish anyway. Okay. No. So very good. So what does it have to do with Gurum with Beis Rish? Take a look at the Rambam. Give me a Rambam. Hilchos Kneva. Rambam says like this. A beautiful little piece, but what's that have to do with Merubah? Hagonu is Hagoyim, etc. Hagonu Kodshim, he based by Lehem. I was a part of an Akefim. One of the Asish, or Bes Hektish. And where is going in Haganov? Here's a quote. Ches. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hagonim Achaganif. Sham Tashnami Kefal. Why? Hagonim Beis Hoish. Why? Look, he says. And it was Sham Tashnami Kefal. Okay. Kind of. He didn't take it from the Bible. It's Rishus. Okay. That's why there's no Kefal. Okay. So what's the overlap with one pasuk? So there's some people like to say that even though a korban is the moment of the bailus, it's not bishus by them. That doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? Because if something's not bishusi, I can't be makdish. I could be makdish if a korban. So what? So there is an idea floating around out in the world. What's the overlap? Because the Rambam says you didn't steal it mirshuso of the owner, so therefore there's no kefil and gonei v'chaganav and a carbon also shelo v'eino b'shusa. That doesn't work. Why not? Because if a carbon was in a b'shusa, I could be matish the better kabayis. 2 and 2 is 4. So what's the overlap? I think it's as follows. A korban is financially mine. What can I do with it? Bring it on the mizbeach. Can I sell it? Perik Beis Hilchos Milah, I can't sell it. Mocho Oso Shlomo Lo Sukla. Can I do this with it, that with it, the other thing with it? I can't do it. It's not that it's an issa to do it. I have no bailus to do it. I have limited bailus. I own it. And I don't have ownership. If I want to give it to you, I don't have my ownership. Using it for my private needs, I don't have the ownership in it to do that. So I have a compromised ownership. Any b'shusa is a din of compromised ownership. This is compromised ownership. Gunam Ibesish means I have to take it from the full Bailam. Korban, I'm not the full Bailam on. The Ghana of Rishon is not a full Bailam. No one's a full Bailam on. That's what Gunam Ibesish. That's the overlap between the two. We could develop this idea much more. We could take out a week to give you an introduction to basic Kachim. But, we'll leave that to our Talmidim who are off to learn Kachim now. Okay, now. The Gemara Samachayim and Aleph. Let's just begin to take a look at that. Ruf Omer Rav. Kering Shein Shagonav. Whatever that happens to mean. We'll see, it's a very complex issue. What this means, cable, my time at the Rav. I'm a crook. Gneva v'chaim. I'm a comer Rav Chaim. Gneva, achil keren keren shaganov. She's kamina v'shochav Rav. So it's keren keren shaganov. So, where it says, what are we talking about? If Yukri v'zula. Something, price changes. So let's take a simple case. I steal something. And after I steal it, price changes. If the Karen goes by the original value, dollar Kefil goes by the current value. That's if I take the Gemara on its simplest level before we get into all of Tosa's complexities up, down, and back and forth. Very simple. Why? And we've given a why for the Gemara Sikhosa. What's the Maisa Mechayev? The moment I steal something, so I become chayv and hashava. What's hashava? This, according to Tosis, this is monetary equivalent. And we set the monetary equivalent, but maitzim machayev. According to Rambam, it's vishilem. When I become chayv vishilem, right away. So the maitzim machayev is the geneva. So the price is as with geneva. But the halach of kefil, we call it knas. Yes, Rabbi Green, the Queen's loyal subject. Okay. apparently, that's an excellent question. You're anticipating this year, the end of next week. But the Gemara seems to say, the Maisa Machayev is the Gneva, and that's when we fix the price. You have a very good idea. So if according to Tos, it's all one part of Chiyuv Hashav, I understand. According to the Rambam, it's split, and one comes from the, one is Hashav HaSak Zeva, and one is for Shilem. When is the Shas Machayev of Shilem? If it's not around, so then it should depend, and you'd see him in Holam. Right? That excellent question. Excellent question. So we're going to have to see, this is not simple, we'll have to see in Rishonim how they deal with the whole issue. Right now, we're going the simple pshat in the Gemara before Tosus raises all of his headaches. That's why Meruba takes a year. Yeah. I had a son-in-law at my house last night. His yeshiva, they told him, they want him to learn Meruba and Elul. That's it. Has to give him all the basic ideas. He said. Okay. He shrugged his shoulders. Meruba, he said, I can't even give him a taste. It's just too much. Excellent question. Excellent question. We'll deal with it as we go on. Excellent question. Now, halacha knas. As we'll see, the Rajma states it, but he's the one who states, I guess, most clearly here in Meruba, as we'll see, that everyone agrees to it, maybe, that Knas, I'm not chayim just by what I did. No. Bezdin creates the chiyuv. Certain things, my actions create the chiyuv. Gneva, my action creates the chiyuv. I stole. So, Bezdin doesn't have to declare me chayiv. What makes me chayiv? My stealing. I borrow money, I steal. I smash your window, I'm chayiv. Why? Because the mice I did is the mice of my chayiv. I understand. But anytime you have a knas, until you come to Besdin, there's no knas. Then comes Besdin. Besdin's machayev. Besdin creates the chiyuv. So what is the Gemara telling us? Very simple. Gneva, I create the chiyuv. When I create, the Gneva creates the chiyuv. When, what do you do? You have, the amount of money is set at the Maisa Machayev. That Besdin will create the chiyuv. No, I create the chiyuv for the Karen, Besdin creates it for Kefil. So the price, if the price varies between the two, so you go by the Shas Machayev. That is the simple way of understanding the Gemara until we get into its complexities. Let's begin, you know, sometimes you begin, okay, what's a simple way of looking at it, and then how do I adjust it? So Tosfos has a problem. No, that's... The Maskona de Mil Samrina to Rav Ayri Lin Yukav Azula. He's talking about Yukav Azula. Yim Toma, my Kamashma, Masnini. What is Rav coming? It's a Mishnah. Rav's after the Mishnah. What's his big Kiddush? It's a Mishnah. Hagozul, what is it? Hagozul Eitzim, Ason Kalim. Kol Gazlon and Mishalmim, Tishasak Zelim. And the Gemara is making a basic assumption. Gneva equals Gzela, and when it comes to Karen, Gneva equals Gzela, Gzela equals Gneva, it's all one. It's all one. So, this is a Potsdam Gneva, it applies to Gzela. Tosis moves one from another. But it's easy, but Reish HaGoz will come, Kol Gadol Mishnah, Zonat HaGadol, Avol Gadol, no, it's not much, but it's not Shinoi, Ari, don't eat, it's not Zon Kalem. Oh, maybe you'll make a chilek. Now, some people have come to me, and we'll see, now we're coming. There's a difference if the thing disappears entirely, Koner with Shinoi. Tosh says, even though, talking about Shinoi, Eitz Matzon Kelim, Hotsan Ami Komer, Kol Gadol Mishnah, Mishnah Sek Zeyler, Yid Rebbe Loy, Gosot Levin Asayon, Nats Hashini B'yodah Vam Kanok, Mikomer Gonin Yukub Azula, Nami Ayri. No. Talking also about Yukub Azula. How do I know it? So from Afke. What are we, those of you who may have learned from Afke last year, so what did we learn from Afke? Agave, Tavishasya. Mafki, the brings it. The Chempotza Park called Shah. Ochol Tuma. What is it? I go up to a Kohen and I eat his Truma. So I pay Karen Vachomish. Okay. He says, the Mura says, you pay Lufi Dom and Lufi Mida. Let's say I ate a loaf of bread of the Kohen. So what do I have to pay him back? A loaf of bread? Or I have to pay him back the money that it's worth. Mamimamidah. Mora says, Heichamei kore shavit dala b'sof shesuzi lo tiboloch tevadiki fidom mishan lo gar migasam kol gomu mishan sekzeh. I stole it. Okay. We can always talk about Yukav Azula there. Yeah, Shlomo. The Rav was not Shmin and Ella Tashlum and Kefa Tashlum and Dalva. Kishas Hamada Bidin. Because in my time, the Rav is Shlum and Dalva. No. Only the Kefa goes for Shas Kzeva. Actually, the Karen, Davke Karen Kenshiga. And that leaves open, and apparently the converse is true. But not Dalva Hay. Kevon Dalar Behe. Okay, so that is a simple, straightforward part of the Gemara. Now we get into something I alluded to in Shtar. What did I lose? What happens if something's pachas mishavim prut? Okay, it's more daf kufay. Now, if I steal something pachas mishavim prut, we will see from the Gemara, no chiv hashavim. Now, last night, I had a grandson who was visiting me. He asked me the following kash. What is the halacha if I steal pachas mishava pruta? No chiv hashava, does that mean I get it? I'm kone it. No chiv hashava. See? Or I have to give it back, not because of chiv hashava, because it doesn't belong to me. That will, is a major, 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 major issue. When shini is kone kishimavatel chiv hashava, is that because they can't? We'll see how Reb Chaim understood it. But here it is that the Gemara we're going to see says, Bachas Mishava Prutu, Nochi Vashav. Let's see the Gemara. Try to understand what the Gemara is saying. Not such simple Gemara. Okay. The Mishnah says like this. Kuf Gimel. Hagozas chaveiro shava pruta. We have a hello. Shvuas HaPikadon. What is Shvuas HaPikadon? I have your money. However I got your money, I stole your money, I borrowed your money, I'm a shomer on your money, I found your money. I have your money under my control. And you come up to me and say, give me my money. I said, I don't have your money. I want you to take a shoe. I take a shoe, I don't have your money. That's a Shvuas HaPikadon. So what's the halacha? Yishim amah b'ashem v'chivich v'ayim miso. So he gives him the keren, the full thing, chomesh, and brings a korban. Hashem zelos. So he has to give it into his hands. And the Chiyav Kapora says, defines now a brand new concept of Chiyav Hashava. And the Shach, we'll see, says, amazing thing. I stole something from you. What do I have to do? I have to give you chiv hashava. Okay, I stole from you. I brought it to my house in Har Nof. You live here in San Ari Mochevet. What do I have to do? I have to get in the car and drive it to you in San Ari Mochevet, or pick up a phone and tell you I stole, come pick it up. How far does my chiv hashava? So what does it say? If I took a shvua, so then I have a chiyuv to go and chase you down wherever you may be. But if I didn't take your shvuah, apparently I don't have to go chase you down. So the Shach says, no. All I have to do is call you up and say, it's available, come pick it up. We'll see. Lo yite, you don't give it, lo lebnovo, lo shlucho, lo nosin, lo shlich bezdin. And meis yach to the yorshev. Mochlo al Karen la Mochlo, Homish Mochlo Zelva, Zelchutmi Bochni Sharput to be Karen and it's Rokhle Lach. Let's say I stole 100 shekel from you. Let's make, just for arithmetic's sake, assume a Sharput is a shekel. And I gave you back 99 and a half, or you a Mochel 99 and a half. So what's left is a Chatsi Pruta. So I do not have to. So there's no chiv hashava on the other half of pruta, therefore I was completely yotzei mechi vashav. The Gemara says, Eino tzorch leiluch achrof. So let's say the Gemara. Omer popl. No shonu elor she'ein ak zele kayemes. Zele kayemes tzorch leiluch achrof. No.
Oh my God.
That means, he says, if I have the gzela in my hand, let's say we have carrots, and 2 carrots equal a shava pruta. Okay. So, and I stole 100 carrots, which is 50 prutas. I give you back 99 carrots. So what do I have left? 1 carrot, hatsi pruta. So along comes Rav Papa and says, no, I have to give you back the carrot. I have Pachal Shavaputa. He says, Shema Tiyake. May go up in price. Damar Rav Papa, Lo Shona Gzele Kayemes, Lo Shona Yeng Tzele Kayemes, Ein Tzok Mel Chalach, Shema Tiyake Vel Chashim. No. Maskoner, that's not what Rav says with Paskin. Don't have to chase him down. Rama Pazan for a dollar, Hills of Gzela, Haloch and Aleph. No, it's not here. Days. Goes upon as we shall have a pruta. Pisha of our inhibitoris heshiv gzela. That was Tosa's whole problem with Nevish Taurus. Pach to shall have a pruta. Goes al shalosh shach gudos. Okay. So, if it's Pach to shall have a pruta, I don't have to give it back. Now, something else. That's because the Chiyuv HaShava never got started. Kovol Shtayim Shava Prutus Vehechse Achas Zele Enka Mitzvah HaShava Zele Enka. Means I have a Mitzvah HaShava. But I reduced it to Pachas Mishava Pruta. Mitzvah's gone. Salam. Okay, now we're getting all to all sorts of complexities. There you go. Ainu tzorch levach. Shemat yagvul chash. Amar Rava. Go sholosh achgudos v'sholosh prutos. He stole 3 carrots. Each one is worth a pruta. V'huzlu, and now the price went down and it's the 3 carrots are worth 2 prutas. V'yom do al shtayim. Imechze lo shtayim. If he returned 2, chayv hachto acheres, he has to give him back the other. Why? Because the chiyuv, since each carrot was worth b'shas gzela, a shava pruta, so therefore now there's a chiyuv hashava that was chal, chiyuv hashava is chal. So the fact that it went down in price doesn't change. Okay. Tana tuna. I stole chometz, and it's over a Pesach. So now it's not worth anything. since not worth anything, so no dirashava. So time that Yisro is bad, if it's not bad, even though now it's not worth anything, since it really was, I have to pay for the original. Now, Karen Kane Shaganov. So what happens? So I stole a very high quality bottle of whiskey. That's worth $250. Very high quality. Okay. If I now, so what do I have? So something happens to it. So if I get stuffed into Bezdin and Purim when the price of this goes up, so, and it's not around, so Karen is $250. What happens? If, and Kefil will be whatever the price is then. But if I get shoved into Bezdin Erev Pesach, when no one wants to buy the whiskey, what are they going to do with it? So then Kefil goes down. But what happens? Avraham Pesach. Now it's not worth anything. The Gemara says, he can give it. He can hand the bottle of whiskey back. He said, "Bein halasa bein the avagav the hashlav mona kevin mekar mona boil leshluma." Achanami avagav the hashlav shavu pruta kevin mekar have a shavu pruta boil leshluma. Wait a second. The Gemara says, "I stole three carrots. Each carrot is worth a pruta, and now the." Price of carrots drops, and I owe you, and we have three, each carrot is worth 2/3 of a pruta. I give you back 2, and what is remaining is I owe you 2/3 of a pruta. I have to give you back a carrot that's worth 2/3 of a pruta. I says, wait 1 sec. If you don't give the carrot back, what happens? You have to pay. How much do you have to pay? A pruta. So, give the carrot back so you don't have to pay a pruta. If I stole chametz or Pesach, I say, here, take it back. By taking it back, I don't have to pay. But let's say someone comes and destroys all the chametz. So then Karen Kane Shaganav, it goes back to what it was when I stole it. So too, if I have 3 carrots, and the price goes down, now it's 2, And I gave you 2. So what's left is a carrot that's worth 2/3. If I don't give it back, so then what I owe you the money. So I should owe you a full pruta. What's gosh? And the core have boy shlume. What's gosh? How do we actually happen to bask on this? Let's take a look in Rashi. Chatziputa is not mamon. What did I tell you when we were learning shtaris? You have to. It does have a din mamon, or it doesn't have a din mamon. Chatziputa does not have a din mamon. V'lav mamonahu iko avlin kayemis he menagzelu atzv tzorch lelech. Chayshin Shem Tiyak, Chay v'Hachzalo, Aguda Acheres, Avish Hashlo Shav Pruta, Kevin v'Shas Gzeira, Avish Shav Pruta, Boy La'adure, Licha Acharov. Tana Tuna, Tana Dide. Okay. So, no, Boy Rav, Rav Shtei Pruta, Aguda Sapruta, V'Hachzalo Achas, Man, Ma'u, Mi'ar Mahashto, Lech Gzeira, Dilmo, Holo Hod Gzeira. Have a good boy. How the poshtu? Zele enkan hashove enkan. Zele enkan hashove yeshkan. How come? Ava bishak zele enkan. Mrs. Hashove enkan. So what does Rashi say? Tosis says. There's a little boy in the shed. A little ma'ake Mrs. Hashove. Mrs. Hashove mihu lo kiyem. Not Mekayim. Okay. This is the outline of the Gemara that Tosis quotes. And let's just see how the Pesach is on this. And then we'll try to delve in a little more closely to what those things. Aleph, Gnei, Vav. Aleph, Gnei, Zei, Vav. Goes a poch to Mishav approved of Pisha Ova, Eno Batora Session Xed. Goes a Shovash Agudu, Shovash Shovash, who's the Harish Shosh and Shovash Day, Prokhel Tzelo Shtai, Chai Bahach Tzelo Hashlishish. Ho, will Ubetchilo Hoitz a Shovah Pruta. So now we have a very interesting idea. I steal something, and its price goes down. So since the moment I put my hands on it, the Chiyav HaShava doesn't go away. I have to give it back now, even though it's not worth a pruta. So now we have to begin to wonder, is the Chiyav HaShava and the Kiyum HaShava? If I take this Gemara on its face, Pachat Mishav HaPruta is then in Chiyav HaShava. But once there is a Chiyav HaShava, I can be Makayim HaShava with this Pachas Meshava Pruta. Gozo Shtayim Shavas Pruta V'herze Achaz Gzeda and Kamitz Hosh. So what is, I sold two carrots and they're worth a Pruta. I gave back one. So what is my Chiyav HaShava? My Chiyav HaShava is not on each individual carrot, because each individual carrot is a half a Pruta. What is my Chiyav HaShava on? The joint two carrots. So I gave back one. So what am I missing? Something that in the very beginning was worth a chatzi pruta. In the very beginning, there was no Chiyav HaShava and this as an individual unit. It was only as part of the totality. So I'm potter. If I sold three and the price went down, so Nachiv HaShava was on each individual carrot. So therefore, even the price of the carrot went down, but there was a Chiyav HaShava on this individual carrot. That's how the Rambam paskens. Tosfos, not so simple. Other Rishonim are not so simple. Me'etz Hashem Bli Neder. They want to do on some Gedalia. We have plenty of time to chazen that you have. We have to prepare this sugya with the Rishonim, see all the ways of looking at it, and then take it back to our posts. But the underlying thing is exactly what I told you when we're learning about Shtaris. That is, if you begin with something that doesn't have a din moment, you never get started with Chiyav HaShava. So apparently, Tosfos held that you have to give back a shtar when it's been, so it has a din moment. Okay, Matzah Shabbos, the Shiklali, I'll talk about Knei Meshtoris.